Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives, live here with Ashley Burgess in the house on 570 KLIF or on iHeartRadio app, which is so nifty. Anyway, we're talking about making changes in your life and being able to make those changes that are bugging you, or maybe not bugging you anymore. Maybe they're keeping you up all night. Maybe you have insomnia because of these things that you got going on that you haven't changed. Maybe you're really ridiculously unhappy and you get to tell every single person you come into contact with that you just can't stand what's going on at fill in the blank, at work, at home, school, wherever it is. And eventually people like kind of start running from you. And you got to check it out this week up on YouTube and up on the website on the liveyourtruelife.org website, liveyourtruelife.org. You will find a new Perspectives TV episode, and that episode is about someone that hasn't made changes that decides that they need to tell every single person, ask every single person what they should do, take none of the advice, do nothing, and continue to ask, even possibly asking their FedEx guy. I mean, come on. So you got to check that out later on in the week. That should be up before Wednesday. So let's get to the fifth key, the fifth way to make these changes that are needed in your life. The fifth thing you can do, the fiver, is you can still stand up for yourself. Okay, so even if you have allowed others to make changes in your life or have made the changes or have made the decisions for you, you can still stand up right now. Time is of the essence, however, though. You can't just keep waiting. You got to stand up. The longer you wait, the more difficult the change becomes, right? So if somebody's been making these decisions for you and you've accepted this whole time, right, you got to step up pretty quick. You got to step up to the plate really fast. And because if you don't, more emotions come to play. And after a long period of time, you'll realize that you've wasted a lot of good years in your life in a losing proposition, a losing situation. Usually, you're the one to take it to the hardest. Okay, you take the issue the hardest because you didn't make the changes, because you got stuck in the situation. And the others, you know what? They can just walk away. They can walk away, leaving you holding the proverbial wasted bag of time that you can't get back. You're just holding that bag, a waste of time. And that other person's like, well, I mean, you should have done your own thing. You should have figured it out on your own. I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, I don't know why you took my advice so seriously. I don't know why you didn't try to figure out your own situation, but you got to step up to the plate and you got to do it now. Because the longer you wait, the more resentment you're going to have inside, the more anger you're going to have inside. And unfortunately, that's going to cause turmoil, as well as it's going to make it harder to step up to the issue and stand on your own two feet and say what you have to say. You know, before we go any further, I want to congratulate Matt for winning the tickets to the event. I think it'll be a very interesting time, and I'm looking forward to hearing how it was. So that's awesome. Congratulations to caller 7 on that. The sixth key is you must find your worthiness in yourself to make necessary changes. You gotta find that worthiness in yourself to make changes to better yourself in your life. Because if you don't think you're worthy, and you're not worthy of happiness, and you're not worthy of feeling good, and you're not worthy of being successful, then you know what? Don't worry about it. Honestly, just go grab another beer, man. And you know what? I have wasted your night completely. Because if you're not worthy enough to make changes, you're not going to be listening to the show anyway. I don't think. I don't know. Maybe it's just my voice. You know, maybe it's just my voice. It's just like so soothing and comforting. Or maybe you just had it on this station then the whole time and it's just on there, you know, on a preset. So, but if that's not the case and you're really listening, you're worthy. So, you know, get your head out of your butt. You know, really step up to the plate and do something with your life. You owe it to yourself, right? It's like anything in life. When we do things that are right for ourselves, we feel good about it. When we do things that are wrong for ourselves and aren't right for ourselves, we feel bad about it. We feel nasty. We feel gnarly. We feel wrong. It's not good stuff. So step up and make those changes. But you got to realize your worthiness to being happy, because we all are allowed to be happy. We're all allowed to be successful. But only we can really stop ourselves from being happy or successful. Interesting deal there. That's a conundrum, huh? You know, and seventh, we'll talk about this a little more next week, because we're going to talk about more about making the change. We're going to also talk about more about, you know, coming into those roadblocks that happen. You know, the roadblocks, the things that you don't anticipate, the things that there's no way you could have anticipated happening prior to the situation. Sometimes it's way out of left field. Sometimes the things that happen when you're trying to make that change, you couldn't write You haven't even seen it on a TV show. It could be really out of this world crazy. So we'll be talking about things like that, as well as how to bypass those roadblocks. And when somebody throws, like, you know, a proverbial grenade out there, you're out of the way. And we're going to talk about that next week, because a lot of times when we're trying to make changes, there's a lot of people around us that don't want us to make those changes. Okay, because if we make changes, they might have to change. If we make big changes, they might have to make big changes. You get it? So sometimes your unhappiness is helping other people to stay happy. Or it's helping other people to be complacent as well. And then sometimes your unhappiness is causing everybody around you to be unhappy. And you're just predicating the situation based on you don't want to rock the boat. Instead, everybody's getting sick on the boat. Everybody had the bad fish. Everybody's throwing up off deck. You're doing nothing to change the situation. It's really, really gross, and it stinks. And it does smell. I mean, not just the fish smell, just the whole non-changing thing. So you got to really focus on that, you know? The seventh thing is you can't hold on to something when you have something else. Straight up, honest to God truth. You can't do it. And we're going to talk about more about that next Sunday, because a lot of times when we're holding on to a bag of one thing and we don't want to let go of that, we don't really know what's in that bag, but we're accustomed to holding it. And sometimes you got to give up something to get something better, or to get something that's going to make you happier or more successful or a more complete person, or perhaps just normal. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, you're going to make all these changes, you're going to be walking on water and stuff. I'm not saying that. I mean, some people probably are. And right after you make changes that are really important, you're going to feel a lot better. It's going to be like this weight lifted off of you. And I'm not kidding you, because you're going to feel like you were carrying around a bunch of people. Like you were moving the movers on your back the whole time. And you realize, okay, wait a second, I'm not a moving company anymore. I guess I never was. And I'm going to let these people off my back, and I'm going to do what I have to do. So start finding your worthiness. Start finding yourself. Start realizing why you're important to this world. Figure this out over the week. Think about it. Concentrate on it. Look at yourself and realize it. Because you know what? You're awesome. And I think you're great. So tune back in next Sunday for Perspectives Live with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF. And guess what? We'll be back next Sunday. Good night.
I'm sure you've heard of songwriters who only write for singers. Have you heard of the backup quarterback that finally gets his day and ends up as a starter? Now, after 33 years of designing beautiful jewelry for the finest jewelry stores, master jeweler and international award-winning designer William S. Holman is making his services available to the public. Have you always wanted your own jewelry that only you could imagine? How about taking a seat in a comfortable setting with no high-pressure salesman, speaking one-on-one with a designer? That designer's Bill Holman. Be a part of the design from start to finish. Bill Holman's designs grace people from talk show host Dr. Phil to life coach and author Ashley Burgess. Eliminate the middleman and go for the designer. You too can have a beautiful masterpiece at unbelievably low costs. Bill Holman will guide you and help design you a signature piece to fit your unique personality. Visit him online at HolmanDesignGroup.com. That's Holman with one L. HolmanDesignGroup.com.